Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
One of the most alarming things around the pandemic, and something that we've seen unfortunately becoming a massive problem, not that it wasn't already one before, is the fact that many South Africans are going hungry. Joining us on the line is Charles Osimane, the researcher, a researcher at the Cooperative and Policy Alternative Center. A very, very good morning to you. Thanks for taking the time to join us. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine. Thank you so much for having me on SD.
All right. So it's obviously become a massive problem. It always was a problem in South Africa. But with the pandemic, with so many people being out of work, not being able to support their families, the feeding of South Africans is a major concern. Give us the context.
It is a major concern indeed. When you look at the numbers, it's even more shocking. To think that 30 million South Africans are food stressed, to think that 14 million people are going to bed hungry. We had about 11 million before the pandemic 2019. Now, after the pandemic, we have about 14 million people who are going to bed hungry in this country. We have 25% of the population chronically malnourished. So the numbers are absolutely staggering when you look at how many people are hungry and how many people are still going to join this hunger crisis, because, as you have said, the problem of unemployment has only made it worse. About 2.2 million jobs, according to some estimates, were lost during the pandemic.
Wow.
So if you look at the causes of hunger in three ways, if you look at the immediate causes, people are hungry because they cannot afford to buy food. Now, the prices of food in South Africa, they are just staggering. At the Peter Maritzburg Economic Justice Institute, they published that from September to March 2021, there's been a 13% increase in the 30 kilograms of maize, 4% increase in sugar, about a 5% increase in cooking oil. So food inflation is just skyrocketing. Now, compound that food inflation with the fact that about 2 million jobs have been lost during the COVID pandemic. So the immediate cause that people are going hungry is because they can't afford to buy food. Now, there are also other underlying causes as to why so many South Africans cannot afford to buy food.
Mm.
Unemployment is a problem. The COVID-19 pandemic has only made that worse. But also, if you look at the structure of our food system, about 99% of the food we eat is purchased. South Africa has not developed a culture of farming. We are market-dependent. We are so dependent on the market for the food that we eat, and you find that the market has unfair prices, and the price regulation in this country has absolutely failed. We saw that during the pandemic, skyrocketing prices with absolutely no explanation as to why they skyrocketed almost overnight.
So just explain that a bit further. What do you mean about sort of a market-reliant philosophy? Can you just explain that to me? Because I'm not quite sure I understand that.
Right. Now, if you look at how our market dependent, we are dependent on the market for 99% of the food we eat.
Right.
That means in order for us to eat, we have to go to the market and buy food.
Now, so instead of finding ways to sustain people without dependence on markets.
Yes, without dependence on the market.
Right, I get it.
And you find that the market is monopolized because it's big, large-scale farmers working together with large-scale supermarkets at the expense of small-scale farmers. One of the biggest problems that we have seen during this COVID-19 pandemic has been the collapse of small-scale farmers. And they have collapsed because of mainly two reasons. One, their methods of farming. Many small-scale farmers, they depend on pesticides, insecticides, and fertilizers because they are using genetically modified seeds. These seeds need insecticides and fertilizers and pesticides, and all of those things have skyrocketed. They've gone up by almost 60%, so they can no longer be afforded by small-scale farmers. But they were not the right farming method to begin with, because the best farming method for a small-scale farmer is agroecological farming method that remove all of these pesticides and insecticides, which also damage the environment. But the second reason that small-scale farmers have failed is because of the relationship between them and the supermarkets that they sell to. There is a lot of exploitation. A small-scale farmer does not have the power to negotiate fair prices with a large-scale supermarket. So many of them have been exploited.
What does it cost to feed us to feed a family?
Sorry?
The cost of feeding a family and making sure that South Africans aren't going hungry. How has that worked out?
In order to deal with this hunger crisis, first of all, we have to really look at food inflation.
Right.
As long as food inflation continues to be out of control, you cannot deal with this crisis. Now, what we have proposed is a universal basic income grant for all South Africans. That would immediately mitigate these factors, because the government social grants and all of that, it has not worked. It has absolutely failed.
Why? Because we haven't given people the skills. All we've done is given them the money, and then when the money runs out, well, it goes back to your market theory. In other words, we haven't enabled and empowered people to actually become a little bit more independent of those grants.
Exactly, and we also have not developed small-scale farmers, as I said before.
Yeah,
we have not given them the knowledge to farm. This is what we have come in. We've been helping small-scale farmers with agroecological, permaculture farming methods that relieve their dependence on the market. They don't no longer depend on pesticides and insecticides and fertilizers, but can actually farm themselves. And the second thing we have done as Protec is to build the relationship between small-scale farmers and your informal traders to remove large-scale supermarkets, because they only exploit our small-scale farmers. So part of the reason that so many South Africans are not interested in farming is because they have seen how small-scale farmers fail, and they fail because they do not have the know-how, nor do they have the representation when they sell their produce.
So how do we go about changing that?
Democratize South Africa's food system. And what do I mean by that? Help small-scale farmers to develop their own markets and sell to their local community. Community-based market purchases are going to lower the food prices. Implement a universal basic income grant as a matter of urgency. Transform our farming system. We can no longer afford monocultural agricultural industry that is so damaging to the environment. An industry that is based on production for exportation. We have to transform all of those things as a matter of aging.
Absolutely. Very, very interesting. And by doing so, we obviously are going to be empowering people to be able to not be dependent on the grants. A fascinating, fascinating conversation. Thank you, Charles Simoni, researcher at the Cooperative and Policy Alternative Center, speaking to us why South Africans are going hungry.